All right, phone lines are ringing. I believe it's Jimmy Johnson checking in with the Freaks.
Jimmy Johnson joining the Freaks. Jimmy, with all these granddaddy clocks you got from winning Martinsville, where are you putting all nine of these things?
I've got an awesome man cave that they're hanging out in. So there's lots of room in there, so we can put a bunch more.
How does a guy that's won so many alarm clocks and trophies as yourself, how does each one become that much more special for you?
I mean, they're so hard to win. So, you know, I think the first couple wins, you're just kind of in shock in a sense that you've been able to get them. And then as time goes on, you definitely savor them. You know, such a challenging racetrack and so many things can go against you that, I guess you just savor it more as time goes on and realize the issues that could pop up.
You know, Jimmy, you brought something up in Victory Lane when you were being interviewed there about how who would have known when I was driving in the Busch Series, driving around in 14th, that here we would be possibly, maybe, sort of vying for seven championships. And it made me think, you know, a lot of people in this absolute immediate gratification world don't realize that, yes, you did work your butt off to get to where you are. It's not like you just instantly became six-time, hopefully soon to be seven-time champion. Can you talk a little bit about that, your journey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's certainly been a long one. I mean, I started racing dirt bikes at five. My grandparents owned a motorcycle shop, and my dad was still is probably one of the biggest race fans on the planet. So my early, you know, racing was definitely all on dirt. So two wheels with motocross, supercross style stuff. And then my dad had a big love for sprint cars and midgets. So, went all up and down the West Coast watching lots of sprint cars and midgets race, and then found my way into, some stadium off-road racing and some desert off-road racing. And then through my off-road days, I was able to get connected with Chevrolet, and they started guiding me and really introducing me to team owners and helping me kind of open up my networking. And through all of that, I was able to meet Stan and Randy Herzog out of St. Joseph, Missouri, who I ended up driving for in the Busch Series. But prior to that, I ran a few years for them in the off-road and then in the ASA Series. And then, we started in Busch together. So, what Jeff Gordon and Rick Hendricks saw, and then the folks at Lowe's way back then when I was running 14th or 15th, I don't know, but I'm so thankful they did, and, thankful to, you know, pay them back with all the success.
Abso-freaking-lutely. It's incredible what those of us watching NASCAR in this decade or two, what we're witnessing. And again, I don't want to jinx anything, but fingers crossed we go to see another one. But I remember being with you in the Budweiser limousine in Los Angeles with one of the Busch championships, and I forget who else was in the limousine with us, but I remember somebody going, keep your eye on this guy, this Jimmy Johnson guy. And you just laughed, and I'm like, all right, I'll keep my eye on him. Boom!
Probably because I was overserved in that limo.
I don't think so.
I was
everybody
out there in like 10th one year and 8th the other year. I was just having a big time out Beverly Hills.
But the key there is you meant something to people. Whether it was your marketing skills, your driving skills, whatever, you meant something. People liked you, and they knew you were going to go far based on who you were. That's key right there.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it seems like everything came easy. When you drive for Hendrick, you know, there's certainly something that the perception that comes with that, which, you know, I'll take it, but it certainly wasn't an easy road. I mean, my mom was a school bus driver. My dad was a heavy equipment operator. They could afford dirt bikes. They couldn't afford anything with four wheels, and to have it, you know, the long journey to get here, is pretty, pretty cool to reflect back on.
Jimmy Johnson, Martinsville winner, joining the Freaks, joining Speed Freaks, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. It's incredible to see you with your daughters in Victory Lane, and it's even more incredible to me that I have a 2.5-year-old sitting on my lap. Tell me how that's changed you as a driver. Are you more careful? Is your outlook better? What is it?
No, and inside the car, I can't say there's been any moments, that go through my mind that, you know, other than racing and trying to take care of the job at hand. But, you know, during the week, and, you know, everybody says it too, you know, when you have kids, your purpose in life changes and maybe you become more aware of it. And that's definitely the case for me. You know, I don't leave the house unless I have to, and it's really all racing related things. And I'm much more structured and organized now just so I can balance it all and spend the time with my family, be with my girls. And then obviously spend the time I need to work on the racing side. But, it's only made life better. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed this experience, and to have a 6 and 3 year old and to see the pride in their eyes and, you know, for today is really cool, but just watching them grow, watching them achieve things, it's been a wild experience.
Jimmy Johnson, your Martinsville winner. Just one more question, Jimmy. Working with a family and a team like the Hendrick Motorsports team, how did that prepare you, working with that family, for becoming a family man of your own?
You know, it's really just been a feeling like home for me since I started at Hendrick. I was very close with Ricky Hendrick, so I felt like I had a good sense of what went on at the company. Obviously, after working there for a short period of time, I realized how much bigger, you know, how much that really was the culture of Hendrick Motorsports, and it is a family-run company, and Rick does treat everyone that way. So it's a safe place, and it's really allowed me to be myself and to use the resources at hand. You know, certainly there is pressure, but it comes in a familiar way for me from Rick. It's like a family member or a father figure putting pressure on me to do the best that I can. So it's really the right environment for me, and I'm very blessed to be there.
All right, Dad, before we let you go, what are your daughters going as well, when they trick-or-treat tomorrow night for Halloween?
Yeah, we'll have a big time. So we have a birthday cake for Lydia, and then Evie's going to be Alice.
What about Jimmy Johnson?
Normally, our oldest picks things out, and I'm without a costume right now, so we're going to make a stop tomorrow midday and see what's left in the costume store.
Nice.
Jimmy Johnson could go as Dale Earnhardt Jr.
There you go.
Hey, Jimmy, as always, man, we appreciate your time joining Speed Freaks over the years. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Got it.
See ya.
Yeah. There he goes. Jimmy Johnson.
Not too shabby.
No. Anytime you can get the 6-timer, eventual 7-timer in the Freak Nation, ain't bad.